with SRN News. I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says it's a very cold week for a lot of people across the country.
We have about 33 million people that are actually under this extreme cold warning right now. And that doesn't even include the number of people that also have a cold weather advisory.
Much of the Midwest, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska, gripped by low temperature, double digits below zero. Orovic says cold temperatures could break records.
The generally cold pattern with potential for record low temperatures will continue through a good part of the week across the middle part of the country.
North Dakota felt more like the North Pole on Tuesday as lows broke records in the state capital of Bismarck. Bismarck hit minus 39. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress struggling to strike a deal to keep the government funded as a looming deadline to prevent a shutdown next month grows closer. More from Bernie Bennett.
Lawmakers are less than a month away from a mid-March date to pass legislation to prevent a funding lapse or risk the first shutdown in years. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Tom Cole said shortly before the House left on a one-week recess, quote, "We can't have previously the same kind of deal we had before, and we're trying to work to find some common ground." Negotiators on both sides have been working to strike a spending deal for weeks, with hopes of crafting the 12 annual funding bills that could make it out of both chambers with bipartisan support and across President Trump's desk for signature. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The measles outbreak in rural West Texas grown to 58 cases as of Tuesday. The cases generated in Gaines County, which is one of the highest rates in Texas of school-aged children who opt out of at least one required vaccine. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 67 points, the NASDAQ losing 58. This is SRN News. Sports gambling is taking its toll.
39 states now allow people to bet on ball games, and four more may vote to do so this year. With the surge in gambling has come a surge in the number of people seeking help for gambling addictions, according to a new study from the University of California, San Diego. Clergymen campaigned against legalizing gaming, warning of its ill effects on society, but in most cases they were ignored. Now churches are being called upon to help address addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India. Other holidays on the school calendar in New York include Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's weighing the removal of New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office.
This comes after four of Mayor Adams' top deputies announced their resignations. It's the latest fallout from the Justice Department's push to end Mayor Adams' corruption case. Democratic Governor Hochul says she'll convene a meeting of key leaders this Tuesday in Manhattan.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Governor Hochul says the purpose of the Manhattan meeting is to have a conversation about the path forward. A Florida man charged with two counts of attempted murder after opening fire on two men in Miami Beach who he thought were Palestinians. Mordecai Braffman told officers that while he was driving his truck, he saw two Palestinians. Braffman thought he had killed the men, but the victims did survive. The two were from Israel. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.